Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Mary is faced with a massive bill that's not her fault. I mean, why should she have to pay the vet bill because her dog got high? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the age-old fight.
What a weird one. You're going to have to explain this, Mary. What's going on?
My dog sitter was with my dog. Our dog got into, like, special gummies and had to have his little tummy, like, all pumped, and I'm really sad.
Oh, no. Like, seriously? He was high on weed?
Yeah, my little dog. And so, thank God, Frank the Tank is okay, but it was an expensive and scary event.
Not so much of a tank, I guess.
Yeah, apparently he can't hold his own, but luckily he's okay. But our friend's son always watches our dog, and it's sweet of him to take care of our dog when we're out of town. And he knows he can make himself comfortable and eat anything or drink anything he would like. And he's in his early 20s, and we trust him, and our little chihuahua absolutely adores him. And I don't care if he wants to have a gummy, to help him chill or help him sleep at night, but, like, don't leave it out, you know? Don't let it be accessible to my dog. And so we got a panic phone call from him, like, because he went to the emergency vet because, like, it was really obvious that Frank needed to get his tummy pumped. And by the time we got to the vet a couple hours later, our dog sitter was just gone. I'm sure he just felt terrible and just couldn't face us. I reached out to him a number of times and telling him that I'm just thankful he brought him to the vet.
Yeah.
But I did ask him if he could also pay at least half of the emergency bill, because it ended up being $1,500.
I shouldn't be surprised. No. But wow.
Yeah. I mean, he should help, because it's not like my dog got into something I owned. It was something he brought into my house and left out so irresponsibly. I don't know. I'm frustrated. The last text I got from him, he said, just don't worry about paying me. You could have killed my dog. So, of course, I'm not going to pay you. My husband thinks we should just let it go, but it bothers me so bad. Like, it bothers me enough to send him a text and be like, you left your guitar. If you don't help me pay for this bill, I'm going to sell your guitar.
Boy, he must have been really stoned. Jeez.
My husband's argument is he's young and he's dumb, but my argument is he's young and he needs to learn about responsibility.
Right.
This is that chance where he has to take responsibility for his actions. And I'm wondering, am I overreacting? But this is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, but you probably did dumb, stupid things when you were young, too. And people didn't hold you accountable for thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars or whatever it is. But I get the other side, too.
Be nice if he would do something.
Oh, he has to.
Exactly. Like, come mow my lawn for a month. Like, I don't know.
No, the summer. He owes you the summer.
The whole summer?
The whole summer.
Yeah. We're talking $1,500 for something that's not your fault. How do you deal with this, Amy? You're in Andover. What do you do?
Yeah, I totally am behind this caller. She needs to have this guy pay up. And I think that she's totally in the right. Sell that damn guitar.
Yeah, right? Why not?
I mean, take the money and you just keep it. You're right. Teach him a lesson.
Might be the only money you get, mm-hmm. You know. Could you take him to small claims court, you think?
No, because ultimately, the state doesn't hold them accountable. You have to go after them in a different way. So no small claims. Take the guitar, sell it, and then just learn this lesson. Don't hire him as a pet sitter anymore, regrettably.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Boy, he's terrible at his job. Jeez. And then he leaves his guitar behind. What an idiot. He was baked.
Yeah, he was super stoned.
Yeah. Mary is in Ramsey. This happened to your mother?
Yes. My mom has a prized hunting dog, and my mother lives in Georgia.
Okay.
She takes her dog to doggy daycare, and the doggy daycare facility, their outdoor space butts up to a bar that has an outdoor patio. Well, somebody at the bar the night before must have thrown an edible or a marijuana cigarette in the yard, and my mom's dog ate it, and they didn't know my mom's dog got just deathly sick. my mom had to take us to an emergency vet, and then the vet ran all these tests, and then they come in, they're like, your dog's high.
Oh.
And then he asked my mom, my mother's like in her 70s. He's like, do you do marijuana? And my mom's like, no. And she's like, they're like, do you do edibles? And she's like, no. And that's like, your dog's high as a kite. And my mother went back to the doggy daycare, realized what happened, and they paid for the vet bill.
Okay, good.
Because they felt so bad.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and that's the other part of this, you know, can't they help her out here, you know, and realize what's going on? I mean, I get they have their own expenses too, but.
Right.
I mean, $1,500.
It is a lot of money, and I get it. Any emergency timing of anything is going to be more expensive.
Right.
You would just think this guy would feel so bad. You'd want to do something to make it right.
Well, once he comes to, maybe he'll feel bad.
You think he's still stoned?
He might be. Thank you for the call, Mary. Appreciate it. Okay, well, everyone is on tech supporting her. Go after him. Sell the guitar. Oh. Zero guilt. Do it.
Do it, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Man.
And I'm with her on that. What a shame.